From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and other top U.S. diplomats have been scrambling to contact foreign officials and alert them about disclosures in the 250,000 secret diplomatic cables released by the group WikiLeaks. The documents include unflattering assessments of foreign leaders and suggest that U.S. diplomats were ordered to take part in low-level spying by gathering personal information about foreign diplomats, that suggestion being downplayed by the State Department. The White House is condemning the release of the documents. NPR's Corey Flintoff in Kabul says the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan is adding his voice to the warnings that the damage the release could cause.
Ambassador Carl Eikenberry said releasing the documents poses, quote, real risks to real people, and he condemned the whistleblower website for making the material public. According to the New York Times, one of the papers that received copies of the documents in advance, the documents include messages from U.S. diplomats about officials of the Afghan government. One message says that Afghan Vice President Ahmed Zia Massoud was found to be carrying $52 million in cash during a visit to the United Arab Emirates last year. Massoud has denied taking any money out of Afghanistan. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
Members of Congress are returning to work this week with a range of issues facing them, among them the Bush-era tax cuts, which are set to expire. Republicans want them all extended. President Obama wants to retain only those cuts benefiting couples making $250,000 a year or less. Congress must also pass another stopgap spending bill by the end of the week to head off a government shutdown. The president meets tomorrow with congressional leaders from both parties. The president's bipartisan commission on reducing the budget deficit is set to vote on a plan this week. But NPR's John Idstey reports reaching agreement on tax increases and spending cuts is not going to be easy.
President Obama has charged the commission with formulating a plan to balance the budget, excluding interest payments, by 2015, and to improve the long-term financial picture for Social Security and Medicare. The challenge for the commission is that 14 of its 18 members need to vote for a plan for it to be approved. An aggressive outline of spending cuts and increased revenue from the commission's co-chairman has come under attack from both liberals and conservatives on the panel. Now they just have 2 days to iron out their differences before a final vote on Wednesday. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.
The sound of about a dozen of Haiti's 19 presidential candidates chanting as they called for cancellation of the country's presidential election, which they claim was tainted by massive fraud. The United Nations has cited numerous incidents that it says marred the validity of the election. This is NPR News from Washington. Actor Leslie Nielsen has died in Florida at the age of 84. After 3 decades of dramatic and romantic roles in movies, Nielsen recreated his career in 1980 as star of the disaster movie parody Airplane.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Airplane was followed by Nielsen's role in the Naked Gun series and several feature film spin-offs. Nielsen once said his transition to comedy was in some ways too good to be true, but he said he finally got to do what he really wanted to do as an actor. Thousands of climate scientists and environmental officials are meeting at a UN conference in the Mexican resort of Cancun this week to try to reach agreement on a new way to curb global warming. But NPR's Christopher Joyce reports participants are not promising much after last year's disappointing conference.
The annual meetings are part of an international agreement on climate signed in 1994. The agreement led to the Kyoto Protocol, which set caps on how much greenhouse gases countries can emit. But the protocol ends in 2012. Moreover, the U.S. and China, the biggest producers of greenhouse gases, do not participate. Last year, the parties met in Denmark, hoping to draw in the U.S., at least, and to extend the treaty. They failed. This year, participants are keeping expectations low. They are focusing on creating a fund to help poor countries adapt to climate change. Also, delegations from the U.S. and other leading economies will discuss how they might voluntarily reduce climate warming emissions. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
This is Cyber Monday. Many retailers offering free shipping and other discounts. The National Retail Federation says about 70 million Americans will make purchases online today, many of them from work. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.